Hey teachers, I'm Miranda Clemmer, and this is The Teacher Vent. Hello, welcome back to episode 5. So glad you came. I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope you're on summer break now. I hope you are relaxing a little bit, even if you have a summer job. I know lots of teachers either do like summer school or they have a second job. Or they do whatever to make ends meet. So don't forget to relax. How are you? I'm getting ready for my annual girls trip to Malibu. I'm going next Friday to Sunday, and I'm really excited. Every year, my dad sends me, my mom, and my sister to Malibu just to have some fun together. My sister lives in California, so I don't get to see her very much. So it's a nice little summer treat. I went crazy with my Cricut machine yesterday. I made a bunch of crafts for our Malibu trip. I made us wine glasses that say Malibu 2021 inside of a little dolphin. And then on the bottom of the glass, it says our names. I made us little makeup bags that say our names. And they say, there's a little graphic on it that says, beach please, I'm a mermaid. And then I made sunglasses that say Malibu 2021. So I'm just really excited for that. I got a call from a carpet company yesterday to get scheduled. I'm getting new carpet in the master bedroom next Thursday, and I'm really excited about that because I'm pretty sure we have original carpet in here, and it has like nasty stains, and it just kind of grosses me out to walk on it. So that's exciting. Oh, I got a cool text today. My new co-teacher applied for a grant the other week, and she got an email back today, and she won the grant. So she's the co-teacher for 5th and 6th grade. So the grant is $5,000 for books and for flexible seating, and it's going to be split among the 5th and 6th grade teachers, and I'm really excited. And I thought that was so cool that she did that for the team and that she actually won it. So yay, congrats to her. Alrighty, it is time to vent. And this week we are venting about things that us teachers don't want to hear anymore. So I'm talking about questions and comments from people who are not in education that we're just sick of it. I don't want to hear it. These things make me want to roll my eyes so hard they get stuck in the back of my head. Okay, so I asked a question on my Instagram asking, what are the questions and comments that us teachers are tired of hearing? And I got a couple responses. I'm going to do more of these in the future. So if you guys could participate, that'd be great. It's so fun to hear from you guys and get some fuel for the podcast from others. So it's not just me. So here's what I got. Two people mentioned summer. One said, but at least you get summers off. And the other said, must be nice to have summers off. When in reality, most teachers actually don't have summers off. Because we don't make enough money. So they have to do summer school or a second job or a side hustle. So most teachers probably don't have summers off. I was lucky this year. I don't have to work this summer. I didn't seek another job. I decided not to do summer school. But that's only because after this COVID year, I needed a break. I needed a real break to focus on myself and relax and refresh. So the summer's off comment needs to stop. Most teachers don't actually have summers off. And then another response I got from the Instagram question was, I've been homeschooling for the past year. No, you have not been homeschooling. You have not. I know it was hard, but that if your student was enrolled in a school and had a teacher and participated in online courses and instruction and homework and activities, then no, you were not homeschooling. You provided a really good environment for learning to happen. You assisted your student, and I'm sure you did some tutoring to help them out. And I'm not discrediting that that was hard. I'm sure it was hard, but you were not homeschooling. Your student's teacher was doing the teaching and the planning and the prepping and the coming up with ideas. You were not homeschooling. If you say that, that's really degrading to the teacher because then what were we even doing? We were doing nothing then. Anywho, so that's it. All the responses I got from my Instagram. So here are the ones that I came up with. Oh, this one gets me. I pay taxes, so I pay your salary. Nah, I pay taxes too. Stop it. Stop. That doesn't mean you're my boss. Okay? Okay. You must have so much patience. You're a teacher. Wow. Nope, I am a human. I have patience, but I do have my moments that I lose my patience, just like you do. And they may be about different areas, maybe different things that I lose my patience on. No, I don't think I have more patience than anyone else. Another one. Oh, this one gets asked all the time, and I don't know why it bugs me so much. Let me know if it bugs you too. I don't like it when people ask me why I became a teacher. There's not really like a short way to answer that, and sometimes I just don't feel like going into this big long explanation. I also feel like people are expecting this like sappy, adorable story or a reason, and sometimes I'm just like, I don't know, I just became a teacher because I wanted to. Can it just be that? You could read my essays from college or whatever, but I don't know. I don't like being asked why I became a teacher. It's a whole long thing. And sometimes I don't even like being a teacher. Like, I might just be having an off day that day. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know why I became a teacher. Today sucked. Let's see, what else do I have? Oh, any unsolicited education advice from someone without an education degree or without any educational experience? No, just please don't. Okay, I go to the doctor often, and I don't try to give the doctor unsolicited advice because I'm not a doctor and I don't know. So please don't give me education advice if you don't know. Another comment I don't like is, oh, this one, mostly females, but it happens to males too. The, wow, I wish you were my teacher. First of all, ew. These are our students that we love like our children. And second of all, why are we sexualizing teachers? Gross. What is wrong with you? Blah. Oh, this one happened a lot when I was in college, getting my education degree. People, I would vent about a class that I was having a hard time with, and they'd be like, you're getting an education degree. Your classes are so easy. What are they? Finger painting 101 and nap time theory? And then just like, ha, laugh it off. And it's like, excuse me? I am also taking college courses and going through the same stuff you are. Sure, I'm not taking the biochem class that you're taking as a science major, but please don't discredit my education. Thank you. Not nice. I don't like it when people, if they ask me what I do and I say a teacher, and they're like, oh, you're a teacher? That's cute. Cute? It's not cute. Have a day in my shoes. It's not cute. It's hard. Yes, it's fun, but not all the time. Don't degrade me like that. I don't really like it when people ask me how I do it. I don't know. How do you sit at your desk every day for your corporate job? You just do. I just do it. And I do it because I love it. Okay. Oh, I feel like I'm like really sassy about these questions today. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people have unnecessary opinions about teaching, that it's like you don't even know what you're saying right now, do you? Oh my gosh, there's a woodpecker outside. Cute. He's hanging on to the tree, just pecking at the wood. Ooh, side note, when I was little, we had a woodpecker in our neighborhood, and it probably had scrambled egg brains because it used to woodpeck on the light pole, the metal light pole. So I'm sure every time it like da 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 into the light pole, it was scrambling its brains. Anyways, now let's get back to our venting. Oh, yes, I don't like the saying those who can't do teach, because no, that's false also. No, that's just dumb. I'm not gonna explain that one. Here's another good one. We didn't do it that way when I was in school. Okay, and neither did I. And that's because education is constantly evolving. We don't do things the same way we did 20 years ago when you were in elementary school. Just like in the medical field, they don't do things the same way they did 20 years ago. Things develop, research is done, and we change the way we do things. And that doesn't mean we're doing it wrong. And that doesn't mean it was wrong when we were kids. It just means that we're improving. That's all. Oh, and then, the whole money issue. Teachers don't get paid enough. A lot of people have their own opinions on that and say things like, you actually get paid a lot considering your breaks. I think people don't realize how much we work. We don't just work from our contract hours typically. There's professional developments, there's prepping and planning that we do in our free time. Also, I can never shut my brain off. I'm always thinking about my classroom, and that's something that I'm trying to work on not doing because it's emotionally draining. Also, I went to college and I got a degree and I paid for that. And also, I got a master's degree, so there's a lot of more money there. I am educated. I got a teaching cert, also had to pay to get that. So that's a lot of money invested in this career, this full-time career that's completely necessary for society, and I don't even get paid enough to live. So, whatever. Whatever. So, yeah, I know that there's more, and I was kind of having a brain fart when I was thinking of these things that I don't want to hear anymore as a teacher. So if you have any more that you would like to add, go to my Instagram at Mrs. Cl under excuse me, at Mrs. underscore Clemmer, and share them with me in my DMs. I would love to hear them, and I'll shout them out the next podcast. Because I just feel like people constantly are talking about education when they're not even in the field. It's so fun. Lovely, right? Okie dokie, artichokies. It is time for the teacher hack this week. This week I have been doing a lot of crafting and I'm getting ready to figure out what to put on my bulletin boards in my new classroom. And that got me thinking about bulletin boards and how much of a pain in the booty they are. They are annoying to change. I hate putting the giant paper up and crinkling it and whatnot because I want everything to look perfect. And they take a long time to plan and to execute and to put up. So here's my teacher hack. Here's what I do. I keep at least one board in my classroom neutral, so I have a background that works all year, that stays up there all year, and a border that just matches the classroom theme. This is not something that should be seasonal. It needs to stay there all year long. I glue thumbtacks to the back of clothespins, and then I push those into the board, and then boom, I've got a space to showcase my students' work. I can easily clip someone's work up there. It looks nice, it looks neat. When I want to switch it out, I just take them out of the clothespins. There's no damage done to the board, no damage done to the work, and then just switch it to the new project. My students love this because they can switch it easily themselves without worrying about thumbtacks and poking themselves and whatnot. And they get excited when they see their work up there. They also like to share their artwork on it because it doesn't damage it. So if you put it like on a bulletin board with staples and it's got the little holes in the side, my students like how I can give them their artwork after it's done being showcased and it still looks nice and neat. So there's your teacher hack, glue push pins into the back of clothespins as a space to showcase your students' work, not damage a board and not have to redo that board every month or whatever people do. That's just craziness. Do-do. Okay, well, that's all that I have for this episode. Oh, something just popped up. Okay, sorry about that. I hope you enjoyed listening to my vent this week. And if you have anything to add, head over to my Instagram at Mrs. Clemmer or Mrs. underscore Clemmer, MRS underscore CLEMMER. Participate in any questions or polls that I post because I want to use your feedback in future episodes. And then DM me. I was trying to remember what DM stood for. Direct message me to share your venting and your teacher hacks because I only have so many teacher hacks. I would like some help to help a teacher out. Anywho, enjoy your summer as much as you can, whether you're working or not. Thank you for listening to me vent, and see you next time.